Some people say the evidence is there with suggestions that Brexit will be softer than we thought, and senior ministers hinting that austerity over public sector pay may be about to end. Our reporter, Tim Johns, looks into what has actually been going on.
The 2015 election campaign seems like a lifetime ago. There was some bloke called Ed Miliband, I can barely remember his name, who was fighting to get Labour into power. He had these lefty policies like this one.
The next Labour government will freeze gas and electricity prices,
which the Conservatives said would be terrible for the market. There was this one too.
It can no longer be a priority to pay the winter allowance to the wealthiest pensioners.
Skip forward to the election campaign we just had. I don't know if you had a leaf through the Conservative manifesto, but they had these eye-catching policies to, well, cap energy prices and stop winter fuel payments for the richest pensioners. Then this happened.
Theresa May vows to stay on as Prime Minister despite a disastrous night at the polls.
It was a bit of a bummer for the Conservatives because they'd hoped for a whopping majority. But with a hung parliament, Theresa May decided she could no longer pursue some of her more controversial policies. Like this.
We know that grammar schools are hugely popular with parents.
Loads of new grammar schools. A policy close to Mrs May's heart and clearly an ideological right-wing marker in the ground. The Prime Minister had to take a bin, like this one, take her grammar school plan, and just pop it in. That's not been the only Conservative policy to vanish. Changes to universal free school meals for the youngest primary school pupils. Immigration targets. The PM had recommitted to getting migration down to the tens of thousands, but the Queen's speech made no reference to that. Other things lacking from the Queen's speech, weakening the triple lock pension. Controversial social care reforms. And the idea of this returning anytime soon.
Personally, I've always been in favour of fox hunting.
In the bin. And what next? Some senior Conservatives even think the government should look again at university tuition fees. Arguably, those are the small fry. Those policies have simply changed because they didn't have a majority. But what about the big stuff, where they seem to have actually taken Labour's whole agenda? On Brexit, have we gone from...
Hard Brexit.
Hard Brexit.
Hard Brexit.
...to this?
Soft Brexit.
Soft Brexit.
Softer Brexit.
And could the Conservative government even end up overseeing the end of austerity? Despite MPs voting yesterday to keep the public sector pay cap...
The ayes to the right, 309. The noes to the left, 323.
Senior ministers suggested that it may be reconsidered. So is this government now, in effect, just the same as a Labour government? Well, to be fair, you can easily argue no. Brexit's still going ahead. Those policies I mentioned earlier, like the energy cap, well, that's off the table now anyway. And clearly, some of the far-left policies from Jeremy Corbyn's manifesto are nowhere in sight. But what is true is that the election changed everything, and the government in power now is not the one we were expecting.